It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in studio by Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley. We're going to get an update on a number of things related to local law enforcement. Tuolumne County Sheriff Pooley is joining us in studio. Sheriff Pooley, thank you so much for coming in today.
BJ, thanks for having me.
So how have you been lately? How's life treating you?
Been fantastic. Over eight, obviously, during Thanksgiving, but recovering well.
Well, first thing I want to ask you about is, I think we all kind of did that over Thanksgiving. I know I definitely did. But the new jail project, that's been something that people driving by have been able to see some of the progress likely. And, you know, so how is that project coming along?
Project's coming along very well. We should be about 90% complete in January and fully complete at the end of February. Obviously, over the past 20 years, our current jail has received a lot of criticism in the grand jury reports. We have a clear need for a facility which is obviously safer for inmates and for staff. That being said, we'll move from a jail of 147 beds to a facility which can house 230 individuals.
So that's a pretty good jump then.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. When we start the jail up for the first 6 months, we're going to stay at 150 beds and kind of break the building in. Obviously, we're going to be operating in a new building with new security facilities, new cameras, new electric doors. We want to make sure everything is running appropriately before we start adding to our population.
So what are the things that still need to kind of be done on the jail construction?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. If you go out there now, and I'd be happy to take you out there if you'd like to go, BJ. You know, they're starting to put tile, sheetrock, those types of things, all of the security electronic wiring and cabling starting to go in. It's really coming along very well.
And then what will the transition be like to actually move into that new facility with your office?
You know, as we transition in, we are going to move all the inmates over at one time. We'll basically open the facility day one with 150 inmates. And then we're going to, like I said, break in the facility as we go. You know, right now in our current facility, we're only housing violent felons. We really don't handle those folks that are out shoplifting, breaking into your car, thefts, low-level narcotics and those types of things. So there's no opportunity for punishment or rehabilitation in our current facility. Our new facility will allow us to do a lot of rehabilitation.
What type of rehabilitation are you looking to do?
You know, obviously we're going to expand our current programs of substance abuse and educational programs. We're going to introduce a food service certificate as well as a baking certificate. We'll expand our inmate work crews, which has classes on how to use a chainsaw. And if you go X amount of days without some sort of injury or safety violation, you get a certificate. And this allows our inmates, when they get out of custody, to go and find jobs within our community. They'll have a certificate that says, hey, I've been trained, I've done a good job. We will actually give them references if they need them. We want these folks to get jobs as soon as they get out of custody so they don't come back into our custody.
Is it a pretty effective program? These people, the inmates that go through rehab, they get skills to get them a job?
Yes. So of the inmates that are working on our inmate work crews or that are in the programs, we have one of the lowest recidivism rates in the state of California. We're very proud of that. And a lot of people in the community don't actually know. We do a high school graduation program. Over the last 3 years, we've had 22 inmates get their high school diplomas while in custody. And we're very proud of that fact. We work with the Tuolumne County School District, and they're great partners in this. And we're actually trying to get those folks that have now graduated into junior college and college programs, as well as we're trying to expand the program to get more folks involved and get them their education.
You know, inmate crews, what are the type of things that they can do to help the community with different things and projects while they are inmates?
So our inmate work crews, they do a lot of brush clearing, those types of things. That's the male crews. The female crews have a nursery. They're actually growing the landscape shrubbing or shrubs that we're going to put around the new jail. So we've actually gone out and we've bought all the plants, we've grown them up, and those inmates then will go out and plant and landscape our facility, which saves the county a substantial amount of money.
With the state building its new courthouse right nearby, is it going to make it logistically easy to get prisoners to court hearings and that type of thing?
Well, it's going to be 6 to 8 months before they actually open up. After they're open up, then it will be a lot easier. But it's actually going to make it a little more difficult the first 6 months because we're still going to have to take them from our new facility, which is just on the backside of Lowe's there where everybody's seen it. We'll have to take them downtown.
But long term, it's hopefully going to make it
easier. Make it a lot better.
And then the current jail, do you know at this point in time, have you heard what's going to be that's going to be used for?
You know, there's not been a lot of discussion about that. Obviously, our admin center is still at the current jail. And even when the new jail is built, my office, the records department, and dispatch will still be in that facility. So I don't know that there's any long-term plans as of yet.
Long-term, is there a potential moving admin over to the near the jail as well?
Hopefully, at some point, our office will move over to the Law and Justice Center. But that's probably quite a few years down the road.
So how do you feel about leaving the old jail and going to the new one? Will there be any sentimental feelings about the old jail, or would it be nice just to
We're very excited to be moving. Our current facility has sewage leakage. It floods a lot. It's really not safe for the inmates or the staff. It's very cookie cutter. It's been built in segments over multiple years. It's just not very efficient.
Kind of bit my tongue asking that question, having seen the current jail from the inside, taking a tour of that, thankfully not as an inmate, but taking a tour of it, and it is kind of a facility that definitely is in need of replacement. When it comes to the new facility, you know, when it comes to cost savings, will there be some cost savings having that new facility in place? And on the other question, you're just having to, you know, hire new deputies, you know, looking forward, how much more it's going to cost to run the new facility?
When we open the new facility, it's obviously more efficient. The price per inmate per day actually goes down. However, we're going to have more inmates, so costs will actually go up. The major costs are going to be the health care and food for inmates. That's where we really run into a lot of our costs. The CAO and I have sat down and we've tried to predict. We're probably about $1.5 million in additional costs as we open up the new jail.
When you have a new jail in Tuolumne County, is it just Tuolumne County inmates, or sometimes do other counties ask to use space as well?
Yes. Like right now we have, I think, two inmates from Calaveras County that's there, and they have one of ours. A lot of the sheriffs pool together in order to safely house individuals.
The current facility, does it pretty much always run at a maximum capacity for most part?
Our current facility is over capacity all the time. Every day we're letting inmates out.
We're talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Motherload Views. Next thing I'm going to ask you about is just crime trends, especially now we're heading into the heart of the winter months, the holiday season as well. You know, what are you noticing in the community?
You know, every year around Christmas time, we have an uptick in auto burglaries, especially around the shopping centers and things like that. We have a lot of the porch pirates, if you will. That's a term that everybody's adopted recently. Folks are stealing packages off of your front porch. So our big suggestion is if you are not going to be home and you're having packages delivered, please have them delivered to a neighbor or a friend, your place of business, someplace where there's going to be somebody where they can get the package immediately off the porch to avoid those thefts. Additionally, we have the smash and grabs out of the cars. People leave packages in their cars. It's a crime of opportunity. Somebody walks by, they see a package in the back seat, they break the window, they take it. Try to put those packages in the trunk of the car so they're out of sight. Or if you don't have a trunk, maybe carry a blanket with you, cover those items up, put them down on the floorboard. Those types of things, be aware of your surroundings. It goes a long way to making sure you're not a victim.
Do we see quite a few of those things here locally in the community as well?
They're hit and miss. You know, it's not like the Valley, obviously. We have a great community. You know, obviously our community is a very safe community, but it is those quality of life issues that we have where you can't, you know, a lady can't leave her purse in the car and run into the store without it, a fear of it being stolen. It does happen.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.